Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to BC Devers pregame coverage. Basketball about to get underway between the Evergreens and Lakeland at the junior high school.
Good afternoon and welcome to
Carly Rae Jepsen's greatest hits are off and our national anthem will be on in just a moment. Conley Kids here along with Dad Chris Conley telling me that that's what we were hearing during the warm-ups. Now our national anthem from DC Evers Junior High School. Just about ready for basketball from DC Everest Junior High School. Lakeland and the Evergreens. See if DC Everest can snap that four-game losing streak. I'll tell you one thing about playing the game in the junior high school gymnasium. Everything is just compact. I mean, this is a much smaller gym. The crowd is right on top of everybody. And I think, if anything, this will turn out to be a louder venue than what the Evergreens might otherwise be used to. We are doing our game this afternoon from the bleachers. We're surrounded, in fact, members of the Evergreens girls basketball team not far away from us. We'll talk about them at halftime. A lot of good things in front of the DC Everest High School girls. And we have two of their games next week, games on Tuesday night and Friday night against Merrill and against Walsall West. So we'll look at how the conference standings snap up for them as the Evergreens girls zero in on a conference title. D.C. Everest Basketball is brought to you by Tlusty and Kennedy Attorneys at Law. We're here to help, representing Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity. Call for a free consultation. And we're sponsored by Easy Living Management. They're the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. Evergreens are in the home white, trimmed in green. Lakeland wears their road uniforms all black with white trim. Again, Lakeland's been off for a week. Their last game, well, take that back. Their last game was 6 days ago. And the Evergreens played last night, dropping a 43-40 win game against Wisconsin Rapids. This game was scheduled for a 1:30 start. We're getting underway about a half hour late. The JV game went longer than expected. The game the Evergreens won 55-47. Teams battle at center court. This is one of the few teams where the Evergreens will not be at a height disadvantage. Lakeland is not particularly tall either. Kyle Kurtenbach is going to jump center. He'll go up against... See, I've got that as Dennis Wildcat, who will be taking the jump for Lakeland. Both players are 6'2". Let's light this candle. Ball's in the air, and Lakeland pulls the opening tap. Goes back to Brad Holcomb. Holcomb gets the first possession, works over into the corner. Joey Jerkowick. Jerkowick 6'3", so he's a big player on the floor. He was cut off along the baseline. Evergreens come out half-court, man-to-man. Working around the perimeter here. Up high, Ross Foster Koster gets the pass down. Low entry pass, double team. That's blocked from behind. Chris Cornish disrupted that shot. Goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Lakeland underneath. Evergreens are also coming off a very physical game. Nothing came easy in the paint against Wisconsin Rapids. I think Wisconsin Rapids had more blocks against the Evergreens than anyone. And that's a turnover on the inbounds pass. Lakeland's inbounds pass hit underneath the backboard and gets turned over to the Evergreens. Here's D.C. Everest's first possession, and Riley Peterson will walk it up. Lakeland picks up half court man-to-man. Peterson goes over to Sarakowski, looking down low, weak side, hanging in the air, and scoring is Kyle Kurtenbach. Kurtenbach played very well in Wisconsin Rapids last night. 8 points, a lot of rebounds, with real force in that game. And it gets the Evergreens off to a 2-0 lead. Lakeland back the other way. Dennis Wildcat works around, and now hands off to Brad Alko. Looking down low, there's the entry pass to Ross Koster. He missed from close range, and Kyle Kurtenbach gets the rebound. Evergreen's trying to get off to a good start. Kurtenbach hands off to Riley Peterson. D.C. Evers is in the front court. Sarakowski works around. Riley Peterson hit back-to-back threes in the third quarter, helped the Evergreens establish that lead that they could not hold against Wisconsin Rapids. Stephen Weir getting his first touch on this possession, too. Now to Peterson up high, back to Sarakowski. Sarakowski looks to drive, pulls up, makes the extra pass to Kurtenbach, again down low, who drives along the baseline and scores. Assist to Sarakowski, basket for Kurtenbach, and the Evergreens are up 4-0. Minute and a half gone, first quarter. And Lakeland 0-for-2 from the floor and a turnover, too, so not such a good start for the Thunderbirds here. Up high is Tom Bracknauer. Evergreens look to double-team in the corner. It's Jerry Jerkovic, able to dribble through it, makes the extra pass, found his man to Tom Bruckner the other way, and that's a basket. That coach, Corey Heckle, didn't like the defense there and takes a quick timeout. Evergreens 4, Thunderbirds 2, and we've got our first break with 6:10 to play. Evergreens trapped in the corner, but had single coverage down low and gave up an easy basket. D.C. Everest basketball is brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile, see DeVorney Orthodontics. Call 715-842-5688 or online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Just a 30-second timeout, and the Evergreens will have possession out of the stoppage here. They'll have to go the length of the court. And Lakeland looks like they will set up half court man-to-man. Thunderbirds are exactly even coming into today's game. 8 wins, 8 losses overall. 4 wins, 4 losses in the Great Northern Conference. Riley Peterson walks it into the front court and now goes over to Nick Sarakowski. They guard Sarakowski up high, over to Chris Cornish. Evergreens now have Brady Euchert into the game. Down low, nice feed to Chris Cornish. The Evergreens are making a living in the paint here. A lot of opportunities down low, and they're up 6-2 in the early going. See what Lakeland has for an answer. Here's Tom Bracknauer. Bracknauer has the dribble. He's guarded by Cornish. Evergreens now playing that man-to-man half court, working around their stutter step for Brad Holcomb. Thought about hoisting from the three, and they pass up that shot. Lakeland being deliberate here. Lakeland works around. Bruckner, who has the only basket, has the ball on the far side. Goes back out to the top of the circle. Jerry Jerkowicz. Now pass down low right over the Evergreens. Defense passes too long. Out of bounds. Loose on the floor. Evergreens take it away. 3-on-3 if they hurry. Into the hands of Brady Euchert. Nope, they'll pull it out. Didn't really have numbers. That's a smart play. Sarakowski along the baseline. Extra pass to Cornish in traffic. Too strong. Cornish gets his own rebound. Collapsing on him. He's fouled. Cornish, I think, is going to get to the free throw line here. Yep, 2 free throws coming up. Again, the Evergreens on all 4 possessions. The ball has gone down low inside. They've had success with that. Foul will be called against Brad Holcomb. And Chris Cornish will get himself to the free throw line for a pair. And now Lakeland is going to take an early timeout. And this timeout makes sense for them. They've given up way too many opportunities down low in the paint. So that's a defensive adjustment that the Thunderbirds are probably working on right here. D.C. Everest basketball is brought to you by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, a proud sponsor of D.C. Everest Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. I'm Chris Conley, and we're at the D.C. Everest Junior High School today for Evergreens basketball. Big wrestling meet up at the Fieldhouse today. Evergreens boys and girls have a busy week ahead next week. Tuesday, a boys-girl doubleheader up at the Merrill Fieldhouse. The Merrill girls team gave the Evergreens a pretty good game first time around. Evergreens wore them down in the second half. And then another boys-girls basketball doubleheader coming up on Friday when Walsall West comes calling at the Evergreens Fieldhouse. out of the timeout here. The Evergreens will have two free throws in hand and an early 6-2 lead. Cornish was one of two from the free throw line in last night's loss to Wisconsin Rapids. And he'll toe up here for two from the charity stripe. Evergreens basketball is sponsored by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. Cornish get first free throw, one more coming. The small junior high school gym gets really quiet during these home free throws. Cornish made his second, so he's got them both, and the Evergreens have an 8-6 advantage. Brad Holcomb up into the front court. You'd really like to see your team score out of a timeout. Let's see if the Lakeland Thunderbirds can do that. Holcomb pass down low. Bad pass. Threw it out of bounds. Looking for Dennis Wildcat underneath and threw it away. Goes right back over to the Evergreens. That's Lakeland's third turnover here. Like to see him a little more careful with the ball. Evergreens work it around. Kurtenbach up high now. Van Grinsven. Riley Peterson thought about spot up three straight on. Drives underhand. Scooping shot missed. That was a tough shot as Riley Peterson took it into traffic and it was too strong. Rebound comes to the Thunderbirds. Tom Brucknauer to the front court. Brucknauer got it back from his teammate. Thought about the three and passed it up. Working around the perimeter. Jack Melms came in during the last stoppage and he gets a touch. Back to Holcomb. Holcomb is guarded by Van Grinsven, which means the Evergreens identify him as one of the shooters. Van Grinsven, best defensive player for the Evergreens in man-to-man, and he usually draws the toughest defensive assignment. We're going to go under 4 minutes to play in the quarter. Now into the corner, Lakeland passing up the three. It's again Holcomb guarded there by Van Grinsven, didn't really have an open look. Lakeland seems reluctant to drive. They're looking for entry passes down low. The Evergreens doing a good job taking that away. Thinking about the three, traveling as he started his move is Brucknauer. That's Lakeland's fourth turnover. Usually it's the Evergreens who have trouble with the turnovers. The Evergreens have not turned the ball over yet, and Lakeland has four in their column. Right back to D.C. Everest. Jake Giebert checks in. Here's Max Mladek comes in for the Evergreens. He's been playing well lately. Hit his two free throws last night. This gives the Evergreens even more size for a team that's made its living underneath the basket. Riley Peterson works around. Van Grinsven looks for the entry pass to Mladek. That's down low. Pass was bad, taken away. There is the Evergreens' first turnover. Lakeland had numbers if they hurry. Instead, they pull it back out along the baseline. Got a block there. It's going to be called against Brady Euchert. Have a correction from last night's game to make, because Euchert normally doesn't play with the varsity. We identified him incorrectly because he's not on my roster. He had a three in last night's game, and we gave it to Eric Brummond. In fact, it was Brady Euchert. Here's a long baseline 15-footer, and that is good from Brad Holcomb off the foul and the inbound. It's 8-4. Grant Van Grinsven's got the ball for the Evergreens, bounces over to Riley Peterson. Now to Stephen Weir. Weir didn't even look to shoot down there, looked to Giebert, and Giebert just turned it over. Uh-oh, back-to-back turnovers, and Lakeland can cut into this lead. Thought about the spot-up three from Brad Holcomb and decided against it. Goes around there. That last possession was the only outside shot that Lakeland has hit so far in the game. And they're on the perimeter again. Tom Brucknauer, entry pass in low to Levi Herrick. And Herrick is fouled as he goes up for his shot. I think he's going to get to the free throw line here. Now they're going to say this is non-shooting. Lakeland's going to inbound underneath. Foul goes against Stephen Weir. Team fouls are now two for D.C. Everest, none against Lakeland. One against Lakeland. And the Thunderbirds inbound underneath their own basket, trailing by four. Inbounds pass goes to the corner and now up high. Brad Holcomb again. Holcomb with his dribble. Frees up with that elbow and stepped out of bounds, and neither was called. We've got a miss there. He pushed off with the elbow and then stepped on the end line. Our baseline referee didn't get either. Missed the shot, though. Lakeland gets the rebound and comes back out. 2.5 minutes to play. Lakeland's got another possession here as they got the rebound off their miss. Lakeland works around on the perimeter again. Holcomb thought about the three there was Bruckner. Instead drives in, passes off. Three ball from the other side, and it's good for Jack Melms. And the Evergreens lead is trimmed to 1-8-7. 2:15 to play in the quarter. Evergreens let Wisconsin Rapids come back on him last night. Pass goes down low to Mladek in traffic, and they're going to say he traveled. That's frustrating because he got a really good entry pass from Grant Van Grinsven and then shuffled his feet. The Evergreens have turned the ball over three times now. It comes back to Lakeland. They can take the lead with a bucket here. Its momentum was with D.C. Everest early and is now with the Thunderbirds. Lakeland goes to the corner, driving in on Van Grinsven. Again, there's the little hook from Holcomb, and that's not called. He pushes off and frees himself up with that elbow. He missed the shot. Ball is loose. Evergreens get the rebound. Steven Weir clears those boards. Come back the other way. Here's Nick Sarakowski. Sarakowski to Giebert in the baseline. We'll want to talk about those loudly, because when the ball is in this half of the court, I think the officials can hear me. See if we can buy one for the Evergreens. Here's Weir in the corner, passes up the shot and goes back out to Sarakowski. 1:40 to play in the quarter. The Evergreens have the ball. It's down the other end. Zebras have to have rabbit ears. Sarakowski trying to pass to Giebert down low. That's a bad pass. The Evergreens have turned the ball over on their last four possessions. And Lakeland comes back trailing by one. Here's Brad Holcomb again along the baseline, draws the double team. Goes back out, and Tom Brucknauer couldn't quite pull the trigger. Instead, he drives in, puts the shot up, and he's fouled. He's going to get himself to the free throw line for a pair. And the Evergreens are going to get back into this game, Riley Peterson. And they are also going to get Jacob Stroik back in. Foul is on Max Mladic, and the first free throw is a miss from Tom Brucknauer. He'll get one more. Evergreens basketball is brought to you by Country Fresh Meats when it comes to the best meat. No one does it better than Country Fresh Meats, corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston. Second free throw for Brucknauer. Left that one short, missed them both. Jake Giebert gets the rebound for the Evergreens. So they still have a one-point lead. 1:10 to play, first quarter. There's a bad pass from Riley Peterson, stolen away, coming back the other end. And Nick Sarakowski was not going to give up the easy basket. He fouls Tom Brucknauer, and will make him earn the pair on the free throw line. Coach not too happy with that. Riley Peterson came right back into the game, and on his very first touch, turned the ball over. First of two free throws, Brucknauer missed that one. So he is 0-for-3 from the line with one more. See if Brucknauer composes himself and gets one here. Kind of rushes that free throw, and he missed them both. 1, 2, 3, 4 misses from the free throw line. We'll go on a minute here, and the Evergreens are still up 8-7. See if they can be more careful with the rock this time down the floor. Riley Peterson gets another touch after that last turnover. He's up high. Works the ball around to Weir. Evergreens have Sarakowski in the corner. Double team. Giebert just inside the foul line. Left short. A misfire. Well, at least they got a shot off. Thunderbirds get the rebound. Levi Herrick, 40 seconds left. See if Lakeland holds for one here, trailing by one. John Aguirre has come into the ball game, and Aguirre is getting a touch for Lakeland. Works the ball around to Jack Melms, who hit for three his last shot. Under 30 seconds. Aguirre is up high with the ball. He's guarded by Sarakowski. Ends the pass down low. Riley Peterson did a good job denying it there, but Lakeland still saves the possession. Aguirre looked to drive in. They'll pull it back up. You bet they're holding for one here. 15 seconds left. And they're going to guard Lakeland up high. As Tom Brucknauer, under 10 seconds, back to Brucknauer. He's still 25 feet away from the basket. Brucknauer with a dribble, frees up his player. 3 seconds left. Long two, off the back iron, no good. And that's where the first period comes to an end. The Evergreens did not score during the last 3.5 minutes of that first period. So it's another long and kind of disturbing drop spell for the Evergreens, but they still lead by 1, 8-7. Back with the second quarter in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio.
Now Nick Sarakowski. Sarakowski with his dribble, but he's far away from the basket. Now to Riley Peterson. The Evergreens again going through one of these dry spells, which has been all too typical during this four-game losing streak. Steven Weir goes over to Sarakowski in the corner. There's the entry pass down low. Cornish quickly double-teamed, goes back out. Weak side, they were trying to set up Riley Peterson on that weak side screen for a three, and the pass was high. Peterson went up to save the possession. Now to Weir, now to Peterson. Drives along the baseline. Extra pass to Kurtenbach, who missed it from close range. Kurtenbach's frustrated. Went out of bounds. Last touch by Lakeland. Evergreens made the extra pass and found the man down low. That was a pretty good scoring opportunity. Just a misfire from close range from Kurtenbach, who's got 4 in the game, and the Evergreens inbound from underneath their own basket. Nick Sarakowski to trigger it in to Riley Peterson up high. 7:20 to play in the first half. 8-7. Now to Cornish, who spins in the lane. That ends the scoring drought. Chris Cornish has the range, and he's got 6 to lead D.C. Everest. It's 10-7. See if Lakeland has an answer. fact, neither of these teams scored during the final 2 minutes of the first quarter. So a little cold both ends. Lakeland's up high with Ross Koster. Koster goes around Bruckner. Brucknauer's got two from the floor, but 0 for 4 from the free throw line. He's got his dribble. Goes into the corner to Brad Holcomb, goes right back to Ross Koster, and Koster is fouled as he got the ball at the foul line. This is going to be a non-shooting foul. Riley Peterson will be called for it. Evergreens now have 5 team fouls against just 1 for Lakeland. Thunderbirds will trigger in from underneath their own basket. Pass goes down low, and it's disrupted there by Kyle Kurtenbach, so no shot opportunity. Lakeland does save the possession, though, and Tom Brucknauer's got the ball, works around now. Brad Holcomb back to Brucknauer, thought about the three, looks to drive in traffic. That's a nice move. Split the defenders, and Tom Brucknauer scores. 10-9, D.C. Everest by 1. Riley Peterson brings the ball up, leaves it for Weir. Weir bounces back to Peterson. Peterson's behind the three-point arc on the far side and goes back out to Sarakowski. Stephen Weir did not score last night. Peterson with a three, and he hits. Riley Peterson was hot from behind the three-point line last time. That's the first three ball for the Evergreens of the game. They're back up by 4 points now. 6 minutes to play in the second quarter. Brucknauer's got the ball, works around high to Brad Holcomb. It almost seems like those two want to play a two-man game. Looking for a pass down low to Ross Koster. It went over his head, and it's turned over to the Evergreens.
Second in for the Thunderbirds, number 25.
D.C. Everest basketball, sponsored by InterCity State Bank, providing full-service banking for families and businesses. InterCity State Bank, come bank thus. Convenient locations in Schofield, Weston, and Wausau. See if the Evergreens can make the Thunderbirds pay off the turnover. Here's Riley Peterson, who picked up his dribble. He finds Kurtenbach, foul line extended, dives for a 10-footer.
Kurtenbach's
got the range there. Kurtenbach's got 6. Evergreens back up 15-9. Mini run for the Evergreens. Shooting on the front end. Kurtenbach just fouled shooter Tom Brucknauer. Kurtenbach got him up high as that shot was coming out. It's a 6th team foul. But the fouls are on all 6 different individuals for the Evergreens. Sarakowski, Kurtenbach, Weir, Peterson, Mladic, and Eukert. First free throw for Tom Brucknauer is good. He'll get one more. And he misses the second. Evergreens get the rebound. So Brucknauer is 1 for 6 from the free throw line. So if you need to foul someone later in the game, kind of put that in your memory bank. Brucknauer seems to struggle from the charity stripe. Evergreens with a 5-point lead and possession to Riley Peterson, to Weir in the corner. Not open for the three. Goes back out. Tried to pass back to Weir. That pass was too high. Couldn't get his feet set for a three ball. Now to Sarakowski. Sarakowski looked to pass inside to Cornish. Bad pass. Cornish comes out to the corner. Three ball from the corner is no good, but we've got a whistle and a loose ball foul, and that's going to be against the Evergreens. It is the 7th team foul, so we're going to walk back to a 1-1. Kyle Kurtenbach has just picked up his 2nd. Kurtenbach sometimes is foul prone. In fact, he's going to go over to the bench here. Jake Giebert will come back in. And Dennis Wildcat will shoot a 1-1 here. Can't really say if Lakeland is a good or a bad free throw shooting team because Brucknauer has taken all the free throws. He missed the front end, but Lakeland gets the rebound. Tom Brucknauer went up and got it. So Lakeland saves this possession. Now down low to Ross Koster, double-teamed and goes back out. Jack Melms. Melms had a 3 earlier in the game. He hasn't shot since. Evergreens go back out. And you know what? Bruckner is open for that 3 if he wants it. The Evergreens are playing him 2 steps back. And he consistently so far in this game has passed up the shot. Now it's in Holcomb's hands to Brucknauer and goes around to Jack Melms. Melms is guarded by Stephen Weir on the perimeter. They set up a screen for him. Fights through it, almost a bad pass. Lakeland still has possession. 4.5 minutes left. Brucknauer picked up his dribble but didn't pull the trigger. Brucknauer now goes down low in the paint to Koster, comes back out for a 3, and it rims out from Melms. Evergreens get the rebound. We're going to have a reach-in. Jake Giebert got that rebound and was fouled. Now, Lakeland still has some fouls to give here. Dennis Wildcat is called for the foul. Lakeland is 1 for 3 from behind the three-point arc. Nick Sarakowski comes out, and Grant Van Grinsven will check back in. Evergreens with the ball and a 15-10 advantage over Lakeland. D.C. Everest tries to break their 4-game losing streak. Van Grinsven over to Peterson, now to Weir. Weir was open for the 3 and didn't take it. Goes back out the other way. Evergreens go down low to Chris Cornish. Cornish is making a living in the paint. High man now with eight. And the Evergreens are at their biggest lead of the game, 17-10. Brucknauer passes up his shot again, goes around the corner to Dennis Wildcat. To Brucknauer, they had a screen for him, and he still doesn't pull the trigger on the three. Leaves it for his teammate Holcomb's three. Rims out, no good. Rebound last touched by Lake. Goes over to D.C. Everest. Levi Herrick, who gives him a little more height, couldn't quite corral the rebound. It went over the end line. Goes back to D.C. Everest. 17-10. And Grant Van Grinsven brings it up. Lakeland picks up half-court man-to-man. Evergreens bounce to the corner. Here's Jacob Stroik. Stroik handling far away, goes to Van Grinsven. Van Grinsven looking for a pass down low, goes off the leg of one of the Lakeland players and out of bounds. Evergreens will keep possession and they'll inbound in the corner, not far from the Lakeland bench. And it is Van Grinsven who will throw it in. It's uncontested. Throws it into Riley Peterson. Peterson's behind the three-point arc. Gets the ball back. And the Evergreens work around the perimeter. They're up by 17, and Lakeland's been cold from the floor. Evergreens fought through an earlier drive spell. They went almost 3 minutes without scoring. Evergreens have Giebert up high, gives now to Stroik. Stroik looked to drive in. He was cut off. Drew the double team, so someone's got to be open. Giebert goes back to Stroik. Stroik now is just the single team, but he's behind the three-point arc, far away from the basket. Work around to Van Grinsven, who thought about driving. Finds the weak side. Stroik almost spotted up for the three there. Wasn't quite open, didn't shoot. And Riley Peterson works around under 3 minutes to play in the half. Van Grinsven along the baseline picks up his dribble, swings weak side to Stroik. Stroik gets the double team, goes back to Stroik. This is a long three from the corner. Jacob Stroik, who has the range, sometimes no good. Offensive rebound, Van Grinsven. Nice work on the boards there. Went in there and got other possession for the Evergreens. Stroik again, down low to Cornish. Cornish is double teamed 10 feet away. Bounced once and goes back out. Got that double team and Stroik. Evergreen's taking a lot of time on this possession. They got a second crack thanks to that offensive rebound. Stroik has it again. They overplay him. Bad pass, almost taken away. Loose on the floor. Van Grinsven went down there and fought for it and finds Giebert underneath. Nice assist there from Riley Peterson. Good ball movement for the Evergreens. Evergreens have outscored the Thunderbirds 11-3 and then actually make it 11-4. Coming back the other way is Brucknauer. In fact, he got two there, and it's 19-12, under 2 minutes to play. Evergreens back at seven. They were briefly up by nine. Here's Van Grinsven, gets the pass, looks to drive, made an extra pass, and no. Giebert was expecting, he was going in for rebounding position. He expected Van Grinsven to put that ball up. And instead, Van Grinsven looked to make the extra pass and turned it over. You know, the Evergreens are such a better team when the turnovers are down, and then sometimes the turnovers have just come in bunches, and the Evergreens look really sloppy then. Lakeland, see if they can convert here. Nope, they turn the ball right back over. Pass was too long, and Giebert intercepted it. Now to Sarakowski. Evergreens look to be up-tempo here. To Stroik in the corner. Drives along the baseline, cut off 10 feet away. To Nick Sarakowski in the corner. Giebert lets the three fly. That's not really what he's out there to do. Missed that three, left it short. Lakeland gets the rebound. Tom Brucknauer. Brucknauer's got seven to lead the Thunderbirds, who have only 12 points now, with under a minute to play until the half. And Lakeland is going to take their use it or lose it 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. Evergreen's up 12-9. Evergreen's are up 19-12. 19-12, and Lakeland is going to have the ball after this timeout wraps up. D.C. Everest High School Basketball is sponsored by Marshfield Clinic. Need help with a sports injury? See the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. We'll have an Evergreens hockey game, too, next week. We have a Thursday game at Greenheck as the Evergreens play Merrill. And then basketball doubleheaders Tuesday night and Friday night at Merrill and then at home against Wausau West. So this has been a busy week for D.C. Everest Sports. In fact, we've done six games in the last 7 days here on Fox Sports Radio between Evergreens hockey, girls basketball, boys basketball. One of two doubleheaders and a hockey game next week. And the playoffs are still ahead of us. Lakeland gets the ball off the bad pass, tipped away, taken away. Corralling that loose ball was Chris Cornish. And the Evergreens can hold for one if they'd like to. 50 seconds left in the half. Grant Van Grinsven has it here. Low-scoring, deliberate game. Evergreens with a bounce pass down low to Cornish. It's a bad pass. He's able to corral it and save the possession. Here's a spot-up three. Three ball just missed from Jacob Stroik. Lakeland gets the rebound. Andrew McGill, 35 seconds left. And now charging in, and we're going to have a foul underneath. Oh, you know what? The referee at first was going to indicate that that was going to be a charge, and now it's going to be a block. Outside referee was looking for a confirmation call from the ref down low. And Coach Corey Heckle's asking about that. They're going to get the foul on Chris Cornish. And two free throws are coming up here for Tom Brucknauer, who we mentioned earlier is one of six from the free throw line. He gets two more, and his first there is good. Off of make or a miss, 31 seconds left. Aguirre comes in for Lakeland. Dennis Wildcat comes out. And the Evergreens will put in Stephen Weir and will take out Jacob Stroik. Stroik hoisted a three earlier in the quarter, and I think you would like Weir to do that. It's kind of his role on this team. And Brucknauer is going to get one more shot for Lakeland from the free throw line. Evergreens by six. Now it's the Evergreens by five. He got both of his free throws. Evergreens have 30 seconds to work with before halftime and a five-point lead, 19-14. Grant Van Grinsven, they double team. Pass down low to Giebert, who was roaming free along the baseline. Easy basket. The Evergreens are not going to hold for one if they can get that easy bucket down low. 15 seconds left. See if Lakeland holds for a final shot here. Clock's moving at 10. Work around to Brucknauer. He's guarded there by Cornish. Pass down low. Shot is good and a foul. Lakeland's going to go to the free throw line with a chance to complete a three-point play. Levi Herrick got free along the baseline and scored.
Falls on the Evergreens, number 33.
And Giebert. The foul is going to go against Jake Giebert. Chance to complete a three-point play here for Levi Herrick. There'll be 7 seconds left after this. On a make here, he would cut the Evergreens' lead to four. It's the closest that the Thunderbirds have been in a while. And the free throw is good. Four-point game. Evergreens with 7 seconds left. Lakeland puts full court pressure into the front court to Weir. Three on two. Pass is knocked away, taken away by Lakeland from half court. This will count if it goes, and it's a miss. And we arrive at halftime. You know, the Evergreens played well enough that they should be up by more. Our halftime score, DC Everest 21, Lakeland 17.